everybody. Welcome to Drunkard's Walk. And if you didn't know, it's a podcast. My name's Matt Hartman. I'm one of the hosts of Drunkard's Walk. That's why they let me talk into the microphone at the beginning of the show and also at the end and a little bit in the middle, too. And when I say they, of course, I'm referring to the higher-ups who run Drunkard's Walk. It's a corporate enterprise. And at some point, I'm sure they're going to want to mix things up and bring in some new hosts. But for now, you're stuck with me. And of course, my wonderful co-host, Jethro Nolan.
What a delightful adjective you chose. Wonderful. I don't often get called that.
Well, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Jethro. And so I felt
it really is.
We should describe you as wonderful.
Well, I appreciate you sharing the holiday spirit with me. I got visited last night by three ghosts.
And, last night?
Yeah. And wow. I got to say, very uncomplimentary. Oh. Not a lot of nice things to say about me. And I was like, you know what? Screw you, ghosts.
Yikes.
I'm going to double down and stay exactly who I am.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that you haven't changed a bit.
Not at all. Not
after
at all.
That. Not at all. Oh, that's a bold move on your part.
I'm not going to let ghosts tell me what to do. You know?
Well, like I was saying before, I think the higher ups at some point are going to make some changes. I'm waiting for when they put a baby on the show, because that's when we're going to know it's really over. You know, once they add the kid, the cute little kid.
Yeah, we're going to get Cousin Oliver'd
at
some point. Yeah.
Exactly. Or Andrew Keaton'd, however you want to. Or when Fonzie had to jump over all those babies water skiing. I mean, whatever it is.
A classic move, Fonzie jumping over the babies.
Classic. Totally classic. You know what's interesting, though, Jethro? I did get a memo from the Home Office.
They did
say that people were kind of getting tired of just hearing you and I talk so much.
I get that. That tracks.
So what they thought was, why not add a third person, not just for the top of the show, but for the whole walk?
Wow.
Yeah.
But who would we find who is willing to put up with us for that long a period of time?
Well, it's great because they reached out. They did a nationwide poll. They were calling people at dinner time and a lot of people hung up on them. But one guy answered the call. And you know who it was, Jethro?
Who is that?
It was Dave Foreman. And look, there he is on the Zoom call.
What?
Oh, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Welcome, Dave Foreman.
Jolly Dave Foreman. How are you, Dave?
I am so good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for today.
Well, we are pleased as punch to have you here and also contractually obligated to have you on, because you were the winner of the prize that we put up at the Arcade Comedy Silent Auction, which was to be a guest here on the podcast. And I believe this is the second time you won that particular item. Is that correct?
So it is the first time I've ever won this specific item.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I did do the walk. Before.
Sure.
Wait, no, I won last year. I take that back.
Yeah, I thought you had won one
because of the Drunkard's Walk. We did Food Blog and I joined you for the walk.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Food blogging, I think, is what we did. You've given us a number of suggestions throughout the years.
You're the MVP.
Food blogging. Right? No, we're all equally talented over here in the guest pool.
Is that true? I don't think that's right. I think you're more talented than we are.
The ones who gave you actual pages and not just...
yikes. All right. Throwing some heat. That's fine. Now, food blogging, though, was not last season. It was just last year, I think, but it was actually...
it was 19 seasons ago.
I think it was season... Oh, gosh. I don't even know what season it was. Wait, am I wrong about this? I'm trying to look at our spreadsheet very quickly as we're talking. I don't see it in season 6, though, but I also don't see it in season 5, because season 5 is when you gave us the topic of David S. Pumpkins, Jethro's favorite topics.
That was a real good one.
Yeah, so fun time.
When did we have food blogging? I mean, it was definitely recently, because we did food blogging because you are the host of a food-centric show. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, what is the name of that
it's
again?
Called Plate It Pittsburgh on Very Local.
Yes.
We've got new episodes. As of the airing of this episode, all episodes from season 2 will have premiered. So now you can sit and binge and watch all episodes from season one and two.
Oh, so
very exciting. And
that's
then
a
maybe
great idea.
We'll know
that's
about season three by then.
Oh wow! Season three is there, that's
I don't know.
That's
I'm just I'm putting it out
okay.
there. In
We're
the
hoping.
Universe.
Okay, all right.
So that was season six. That was
it.
Tom,
was season six?
Tom I was Lehrer to Food yes. Login.
I was wrong. I missed it because I've got your name along with Brianna's name, okay. and so I was missing it. But it was season six. So you were on last season. So oof, mm-hmm. thank goodness. Whew. I don't know how we would have done a season without you, but that's a great idea to sit down and binge seasons one and two for all of you that are, you know, on your holiday breaks. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got New Year's coming up here. Maybe your resolution is to eat some better food. And so now mm-hmm. you can find out where that is in Pittsburgh. If you're in Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Local chefs go to the local markets.
Cook yeah. What was your kind of dessert? What was your favorite, venue this year, or your favorite? And I guess not, it wasn't venues. You actually talked to the chefs specifically, right? So yeah. what was your fave this year?
Oh man, we had some incredible chefs. We got to go to Woolies with two amazing chefs, and they did the catch of the day was Ooh. The theme. And one of the chefs made a linguine with white sauce. So clams and linguine.
Ooh, you know, that sounds pretty good.
The classic Pittsburgh style. okay. I loved it. It was so good. It was delicious.
Nice. Wow, that sounds tasty. Mm, yes, mm-hmm. My mouth is watering a bit. yeah, that's awesome. So, what else have you been up to besides being the host of a local television show? What else have you been doing this past couple months since we've talked to you?
Been working. I'm a project manager at a video game company now, so I've been doing
oh
that.
Nice.
That's been fun.
Really?
Yeah. Very nice. In the dream. Congratulations.
Can you say the Thank name you. Of the company, or are you not allowed to talk
yeah,
about
yeah no
it?
I could say it. Volition out of Champaign, Illinois.
Wow,
very cool.
Such games as Descent and Red Faction and Saints Row.
Wow, I've heard of those, which means okay. they're very popular because I do not really play video games. So,
yeah, I'm really excited. It's a great company, great people, and really happy to be a part of it. Living
Amazing.
The dream.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Because you were working like at a bank, right?
I was doing PNC. I was a project
right.
manager.
Yeah, here. And now you're like, yeah, now you're the high life man.
Moving up, the
good yeah. stuff. Oh, that's so cool. Cool. And traveling at all? Been traveling yeah. around the world at all?
Yeah, my wife and I went to the Azores back in September. That was amazing. Little island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, owned by Portugal. It's like the Hawaii of Spain. It was incredible. It was absolutely an amazing trip. Beautiful, seeing the ocean in every direction and driving around, eating local food, driving up mountains. And yeah, it was being in the jungle. It was just incredible.
That's fantastic. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
that sounds great. Holy cow, you've been living the life, man.
I really feel like I've hit some kind of secret sauce this year, getting the right job and hosting a TV show and being able to be on this amazing podcast.
Oh well, yeah, I mean that's the cherry on top right there.
Yeah, really, all equally impactful in terms of your quality of life. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh my goodness. Well, we are delighted to have you back on here. I don't know if you've been listening this season or not, but we've had some fantastic guests. Mm-hmm. And also Carrie. And we've I'm just kidding. Of course, I'm kidding. I love Carrie. I am so happy that we had her on. And just to be clear, Dave, you may blame her for not having a pay. We blame ourselves because
Matt. I blame
Matt. Yeah, I blame Matt too, actually.
Well, guys,
you're the adult in this podcast.
Exactly. I'm the wild card. Okay. I'm the loose cannon.
Well,
you can't tell me what to do. I don't play by rules.
It was my assistant's fault, honestly, because they were supposed to be vetting all of these things, and they didn't. And so they've been fired. So that's all there is to it. I don't have an assistant at this point.
Yeah, well, my assistant's out getting me cocaine right now.
What? What is this, the 80s? Wow, what's going on?
That's right.
Huh. Are you Michael J. Fox's boss in Secret of My Success? Is that what's going on here?
I was so jealous of all your 80s references last season that I decided to go back to the 80s for the recording of this season of the podcast.
That makes sense. Or Michael A. Fox, excuse me. We should call him by his actual middle initial.
There you go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm really bummed because we just had election day and I had all my hopes on a Mondale Ferraro victory, and it didn't materialize.
Yeah, it didn't work out for you? Well,
it did not. It did not.
Hindsight is 2020.
Someday.
Well, I'm sure very, very soon there will be a female vice president. That's going to happen really quickly, I imagine.
Jethro, they're oh, never mind. You're back in the 80s. I don't want to talk about
he'll
it.
He'll catch up.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. And plus, he's got a long time to wait.
So, so true.
Unfortunate. Well, what we should probably do at this point, though, is that we should probably begin our walk through Wikipedia. But before we do that, I'd like to stop everything and talk about what it is we do on this podcast. But I don't want me to talk about it. I want Dave to talk about it. Dave, tell the listeners what it is we do.
Wow. So a drunkard's walk or a drunkard's meandering. You start, you know where your starting point is, and you know where your end point is, but you don't know your process, how to get there, the path. So in this case, the beginning of the path is the Wikipedia article from the previous week's suggestion, or if it's the first episode of this season, it is the next numerical number. So if it's season four, it's a fourth suggestion from season one that starts the season. And then you walk through links on Wikipedia, none of the see also section and none of the what are the other rules?
Is that the external links?
See also is fair game. Yeah.
Matt Harbin has yet to take those away from us.
How about like that purple section at the bottom where it's all just categories?
Yeah, can't do that. That's all.
Forget external links, forget categories.
Unless we're at the end of a particularly long episode and Matt doesn't have
if we've gone more than 10 links, then that becomes fair game again. That was my proviso on that. So
that's like the baseball rule where you just feel bad for them and you're just like just click on whatever you can.
Yeah, we didn't think children would be this bad at baseball, so we're just going to end the game now.
Exactly.
So nobody has permanent psychological damage.
That's right.
But the new point is given by the guest, unbeknownst to the hosts Matt and Jethro.
That's right.
They do their best to walk through Wikipedia links to get there.
So. You're the guest. What's our end point for today? Where are we going?
This season as it is and being weird as I am.
Okay.
The end point that we will be walking to today is Marie Lewid.
Marie Lewid. That.
It's M-A-R-I space L-W-Y-D. And it absolutely has a page.
Okay.
Is it
Welsh?
It is Welsh. It is common of this season that we're in right now. It is a horse's skull on a broomstick.
What?
Decorated. They come to your house. They sing outside of your house, kind of wassailing, kind of that singing, Christmas songs or singing songs of the area. And they will not leave until you recognize them or give them like a gift or give them, sweet meats, maybe any kind of savory meats.
Wow.
But I love it because it's just this terrifying horse's skull on a broom wearing kind of a dress, kind of a big sheet.
Okay.
And it had ribbons in its hair.
What is the origin? Again, it's been a long time since I was a practicing Christian. So I'm really scraping the old brain barrel for, the gospels and the story of the Christ child. And I'm really struggling for the horse's skull on a pole portion of the Christmas story.
I think that was the fourth wise man.
Okay.
The one that they don't talk about a lot. The fourth Marx brother.
It's
only in the Luke retelling. It's not in the Matthew or Mark retelling of the birth story. Yeah.
But what's the origin of this? Is it something that evolved in Wales?
Yeah, it's like a pagan activity of community and wassailing and they go around to houses and it's just like another, I don't know, I don't want to say strange because it is a custom of another culture, but it is very unique to the world. And it is a very striking image to me, that horse's skull on a broomstick.
Are you saying that pagan rituals got folded into the dominant religious practice in a way that merged them in popular imagination?
I could never. All hail the Easter Bunny.
No.
That's right.
Lest he come and steal our tea.
You know where you see a lot of horses' skulls actually is like out in like the desert or like you see them on like, and not really probably, but like in those old Westerns and things like that. Like Jethro, probably around you, like where you live now, you see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, it's a funny thing about the place that I live currently because it's west of many places.
Oh.
But it's also east of an almost equal number of places.
think you could say that about anywhere in the world.
Could you now? Look at that.
Yeah. I think you've actually made it harder now.
That's a fair point.
He already narrowed it down for us. We know that he's in what I think he told us what the pilgrims considered the new world.
All right. So
we at least have that, right? So I do know it's in that area, and I know that there are school children. I know that there's alcohol. I don't know that the two are combined. I have a bunch of things on my tack board here, but I was just trying to, I thought maybe I was going to, are there horses skulls lying around anywhere near you, Jethro?
Not since I did the yard work. See,
yard.
Any more than normal.
He's got a yard. So we know. So there you go.
I will throw you a bone, Matt. I'll throw you a bone.
A horse's skull?
We're starting. No, not a horse's skull bone, but I will narrow it down for you a bit. I will tell you that the state, the U.S. state in which I live,
yes,
it has on its flag the color blue. Good.
Wow. You heard it here, folks. Game changer. Case is blown wide open. Blue.
And furthermore, not just does it have the color blue, but blue is the main background field color of the flag.
So, oh, see, now that actually does help a little bit. That actually does help a little bit, because that I think just having blue, like there's some that have like a little tiny bit of, you know, sky on them or something like that. And I thought you were going to do something like that to me. Okay. The main background color is blue. Well, that's good. That's good. That actually does narrow it down quite a bit.
Not as much as you think.
Well, it narrows it down to, you know, it eliminates at least one state that I can think of.
Alabama. There you go. Alabama.
Is that the one? What's the one with the, it's like a white background with a red X on it.
That's China? Alabama.
Is that Alabama? Okay.
And then Florida is basically Alabama, but it's got like a state seal in the middle of it.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
And then California has just like a bear.
California's the bear, right? On a white background. So that's right out there too.
You're already down to 49 states.
Could still be in Alaska.
Could be.
Land of the Midnight Sun.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Jethro. I at least appreciate you giving us that. And I see, I like, Dave, what you've done here, how you've tied us into Wales, because now we can get in all that Welcome to Wrexham popularity. You know, people are loving that FX show and watching a lot of I'm sure.
If Ryan Reynolds, if you're listening, or Rob McElhenney, if you're listening, if you want to just retweet us out, we could get
perfect
dozen of more listeners. And
That's right. For sure. We just, in fact, a couple weeks ago, I was drinking that Four Walls whiskey, which is Rob McElhenney's.
Go with the aviation gin. Go with the aviation.
Well, but I'm saying that's what I already was drinking it a couple weeks ago. So we're already partway in there. If I get some aviation gin, I'm happy to. Hey, Ryan. It's Matt. Ryan, listen. We will absolutely take you on as a sponsor now. I know initially I said no because I didn't think aviation was going to take off, no pun intended, but it did, and I'm happy to go with it now, buddy. I really didn't.
In fact, that's our guarantee to you is if you tweet out an episode of Drunkard's Walk,
that's right,
we will drink aviation gin on the next episode.
On the whole next season.
You cannot buy that kind of. Press.
Nope.
You really can't.
I mean, you really can't.
You can. That's what advertising is.
Dave, shut up.
You know what it is, Dave?
I'm talking to Ryan Reynolds. Learn something. I'm not talking to you. That would be fantastic.
Well, that's great. Okay, so I'm going to pronounce this incorrectly. Mary what?
Marie Lewyd.
Oh, Marie Lewyd. Is that the Welsh pronunciation of it, or is
I don't know. I don't speak.
Oh, so
Welsh.
We don't know how it's actually pronounced.
I mean, we do. I tried to listen to it twice before this episode.
Okay.
And pronunciation is very weak on my part.
Well, that's fine. But I mean, it's similar to that then.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
If you're searching for it.
That's all.
For words phonetically.
Well, we've got it spelled out. So
yeah, exactly.
It'll be fine. All right. Well, so we should take off on our journey to it. But before we do, I guess, Jethro, I'd like you to explain what we need to do before we walk.
Well, we got to do two things. First of all, we need to write down a number, which is a guess as far as how many links it's going to take us to get from last week's ending point, Rocket, to this week's ending point, Marie Lewyd.
Mm-hmm.
As I can only imagine that it's pronounced. So yeah. We've got to do those that thing right there, and the winner of which will get a tick in their box, and whoever wins the most ticks wins the season, and then Matt will have to buy me a nice, incredibly expensive
Bourbon. Okay, no, that's presumptuous. But also, what is, I mean, Dave doesn't get a tick. What does he get?
I tell you what, Dave, since you are here, because it's always more fun, you know, the three of us sometimes enjoy a game of poker together. And
sometimes,
you know that, like, you know, when you play poker for real money, even if it's very low stakes, it's still a little more interesting than if you play it for pretend money. So
absolutely.
Let's put some real stakes on your guess. Let's say that if you are successful in winning the most accurate guess game here, then you get to come back next season for a full walk with us without having to pay the obscenely high amounts that
we don't even know how much he paid.
It's for a good cause. It's for charity.
There we go.
But I'll gladly do it without paying. Absolutely. I'd love that.
Good deal.
That sounds good. So, but then Jethro, what will happen? Like neither of us get a win for this week. If Dave wins, is that right?
I feel like the two can happen independent of each other.
Because, oh, you do? So you and I are still competing even if Dave wins?
Yeah. So okay. Dave is competing against both of us, but you and I are just competing against each other.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, I have like written down a number.
Have you not?
Oh, and Dave, just so that you are aware, looking at our season average, it is 5.2.
Oh, very nice. I think our average was like 5.5.
Well, that's our average lifetime is 5.56. So there you go. So that's just as an FYI, that's where we're that's where we are right now.
I have to ask another clarifying question.
Please Robin, do. Please.
You said from last week, I haven't listened to last week's episode.
No, well, yet, but you wouldn't be able to.
Dave, you have by this point. Is this rocket isn't referred to the like spaceship or the British version of arugula?
No, it's the spaceship. It's the the thing that,
although deep culinary cut.
Yeah, seriously, we didn't even come up with that one last week.
I mean, so we might have to be clicking on disambiguation if I have anything to say about it.
No. True. This is a vehicle, missile, or aircraft propelled by an engine that creates a thrust from a high speed exhaust jet made exclusively from propellant.
Gosh, that's like a textbook definition, Jethro. Well done.
Well, you know, I've read a few things. I've learned a few things.
Okay.
Matt, I haven't even gotten to the second thing that we need to do before we begin this.
Tell us.
We need to talk about what we're drinking here.
Oh, right.
It's called Drunkard's Walk. And for God's sakes, I'm already three sheets to the wind. I'm about out of my drink here because we've been gabbing so much.
Awesome.
I started early.
All right. Well, what did you start on?
I'm having I started a little earlier in the evening in the pre-podcast warm-up that I sometimes do with a couple glasses of red wine.
Sure.
And now I'm on to a bullet bourbon. And let's hope that this keeps going before my assistant gets back here with the cocaine that I ordered.
Yeah, hope so.
What about you, Dave? What are you having?
I am enjoying a Rodenbach Alexander. It's a red ale macerated with sour cherries and aged in oak barrels.
Wow.
I am a big fan of Rodenbach.
Fancy.
Yeah, that sounds super fancy. That's amazing. And I see you're drinking it out of like a rocks glass, which
this isn't only a rocks glass. This is the official Drunkard's Walk glass.
Look at that. One of
three in existence.
That's close to right. Yeah.
I feel like are the only three people who own that glass on this Zoom call right now?
I think
now?
So. That's, we have to store one in a bunker underneath the ground in case
there's one in the seed vault, actually.
Yeah, and there's also the Library of Congress has that one.
They have the one. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's crazy because Lizzo drank out of it a couple weeks ago.
I think great on stage. Kudos for her.
Incredible
drink.
Drove the conservatives wild.
It was a stunt.
I'm awesome. Well,
I'm drinking out of my Drunkard's Walk glass as well. Jethro, I see you are too. So I'm glad to see that the three are reunited here.
Can we do a joint cheers to the camera here?
Sure. Hold on. We're going to do it, but I have to get it for our TikTok.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Yeah, hold on.
We want to make sure that our friends in the surveillance business in Beijing are capturing all of this.
Yeah, well, the people in Beijing need to know about our podcast, so I feel like it's important to do.
You just need to pick your whatever tyrant you want to operate on their social media platform.
All right, hold on here. I gotta flip the camera. Okay, I got the camera flipped. Do I have all three of us? Oh, okay, okay. Whoa, what's going on? Oh my gosh,
they're screaming.
No, I hit a filter.
Oh,
are we all cats now? Are
no, we're not all cats. I am here, but I am not a cat.
It was Flight of the Bumble Bees for some reason. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, and do it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
There we go. Cheers. That was definitely worth it. I haven't even seen the video.
That looks terrible. But
send me the boomerang.
You know, what are you going to do? Yeah, I'll make it a boomerang. Oh, I didn't tell you what I'm drinking, though.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, I have with me one of my favorite Irish whiskeys. It is a Redbreast single pot still cask strength. And this was a birthday present from my father. 56.3% I'm drinking tonight, gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
one of my
faves.
What
you're telling me is I'm going to end up on this walk alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I'm about to leave.
You'll
right
never
now.
Walk alone, Dave. You'll never walk alone.
I'll carry your corpses across the finish line. Don't worry.
Listen, we'll get fantastic.
Dave, when you look back on this episode and you see only one pair of footprints in the sand, that's... That's when you carried Matt and I.
Beautiful. I love it so much.
We're doing a Drunkard's Walk at Bernie's here. So
there
yeah,
we go.
Let's enjoy it. All right. Well, then is that all we needed to do? I think we've done it all.
We've done it. We have to do the actual walk now, though.
We're on to the walk. So let's do it. We're starting at Rocket. We're trying to get to Marie Lewid. I think I did that right.
Yeah.
Marie Lewid. And we're starting at Rocket, which, by the way, is from the Italian Rocchetto, which means bobbin or spool.
There we go.
So that's an interesting thing, which never really would have occurred to me, but that's the case.
Yeah. So let's talk about our possible ins for Marie Lewid. I feel like we've got two possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think?
One is Christmas type stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And the other is Wales.
Mm. Oh, now, you're not going to go a geographic route, are you?
Well, that, I'm,
come on.
I'm not.
What's
I'm not
wrong
suggesting.
With you?
Listen, I'm not.
Boo!
Suggesting
boo! Get him! Get him!
Come on now!
Boo Earns!
Guys, come on!
I was
Ryan
saying
Reynolds
boo
is
earns.
Listening. Let's put on a nicer right. face.
What?
I'm just
what?
Saying that is a possibility, but
I don't like it.
It sounds like
I hate it.
We don't like it.
I hate it.
I thought you were going to say the second choice was going to be through horses.
Oh, see, now that I like better than geography
didn't even think
for sure.
About that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse's head.
Yeah.
You, that's all. I don't know that's going to be on the horse page.
You don't think horse's head in pop culture would be a subsection of the horse page?
I mean, it's just going to be Marie Lewid and the Godfather.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, absolutely.
That's about it.
Might be enough.
That's all you need.
That might be enough. So this Rocket page has quite a bit on it. You know what is linked on here? Hobby shop. Hobby shop. And I have heard of a hobby horse before.
Well, that's good.
I will throw that out at you. But there's a lot of stuff about rockets. Folks, I'm not sure if you know this or not. Rockets, a lot of information explaining how they work, the type of propellants that they have, and the laws that they follow. Newton's laws.
Yeah, and apparently there's no other laws like Newton's laws.
there are not.
So the first mention in the history section is in China, and there's a link there. The text mentions the first known multi-stage rocket, the Fire Dragon issuing from the water. Now, I don't know if you guys know about the flag of Wales, the country.
I do.
We've actually got a bit of a vexillophile theme going with the ooh, with nice. The flag. Yeah, nice. That was a deep pull for me.
I like that.
But the flag of Wales actually has a dragon on it. So that also
that's
might be
true.
A path into things of interest.
Yeah.
I also see under types of missiles, we've got rocket sleds. Sled obviously being the preferred choice of vehicular travel by one Saint Nick during Christmas time.
Now I got to ask you a question about that. Is it a sled? Because they always call it a sleigh, and I don't know what the difference between a sled or a sleigh is. Is there a difference?
I don't know either. We could find out tonight.
Oh, could
we? I feel like that's
later
kind of
after
like
the show.
Right.
I feel like a sled is like kind of like a ship boat thing. Like it's
is
like
it?
there's a lot of overlap, and there's some, no doubt, some pedants who will be like, no, a sleigh is this and a sled is that.
So but my most guess,
people are like, yeah, sled, sleigh, same thing.
My guess is that a sleigh is drawn by horses or something, is drawn by something, whereas a sled is propelled only by going down a hill. But that may be wrong. That's just my guess. A rocket sled obviously is not that. So
what is the most famous sledding event from the Winter Olympics?
The bobsled? Luge.
No, not the luge.
Bobsled.
The bobsled, correct. The bobsled.
All right. Bobsled specifically.
Now, exactly. Now, okay. Let's think about the song Jingle Bells.
Mm-hmm. Batman Smells.
No, not that. Oh, not that one. The original. No.
The earlier one.
Yeah.
The one in Latin.
Bells right. on Bob's tail ring.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So making, the horse is clearly right. named Bob. So mm-hmm. Bob was the propellant of both the sled yep. and the sleigh.
No, you're welcome. Absolutely.
I don't think that's yeah. right. But that's
okay. just like Oliver, okay. the other reindeer.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think it was
all of the other reindeer.
All of the other reindeer.
Yeah. There we go.
Wait, what is your point here?
My point is that
I'm right?
sleds.
Are you no. saying I'm right?
My point is never.
You're saying I'm right.
No,
oh my God.
His point is always that you're wrong.
Exactly. This is amazing.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, I have an idea, gentlemen. I've found something that I like.
Oh, have you now? What's that?
There's a link on here to Apollo 6.
Okay.
Ooh. If memory serves, Apollo 6 is famous as the one where the craft was in orbit around the moon on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And they read that passage from the Bible from the lunar module.
Huh.
I think that that's right. So there would be a very strong Christmas connection through Apollo 6.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had to put a number on your certainty for whether Apollo 6 was that Christmas Eve mission, like what's that number? Mm-hmm. Is it 75%? Is it 90%?
So there's two things I'll say. One is that if for some reason it was not that one, there's going to be a link to the other Apollo missions, which is going to get us in pretty quickly. But the other thing I will say is when I moused over Apollo 6, it said, nope, never mind. I read it wrong.
Okay, then.
It says here, it qualified the Saturn V to be used on crewed missions, as happened for the first time on Apollo 8 in December 1968. So it's Apollo 8 that went on that mission. So if you see a link to Apollo 8, then it's going to be better. I moused over it and it said December and I was like, aha, it's right. It is. It's good. But no, it's 8 is the one that we're looking for. Do you see a link to Apollo 8 anywhere?
I see a link to the Apollo program at the end of the history section.
Okay.
Which could get us to the overall Apollo area and thence on to Apollo 8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I see
specifically
well,
one for.
I mean, we do know that Apollo 8 is mentioned on the Apollo 6 page because when I moused over it, it has it on it. So we could just go through that if Apollo 8 isn't on this page already, which it may be. I do see Apollo 15 also linked on this page. But I'm not saying this is the way we have to go. It just occurred to me that that might be a good path.
I mean, I as much as I'd love to disagree with you, I don't have a better option. I saw Isaac Newton.
Oh, well, he was born on Christmas, I believe.
Well, there you go then. So really? I feel like, so Newton's third law is linked here.
Yeah. Newton's birthday is also
third
another
law was you must buy me a birthday present and a Christmas present.
Get me both.
Even though
right.
they fall in the same.
That's right. Exactly.
He was angry.
Exactly.
He was an angry man.
And it's crazy because, you know, Jesus was also born famously on Christmas and the rule wasn't named after him. It took 1700 years before.
You had to wait.
I feel like Jesus didn't want to get bogged down in a lot of brand confusion by being petty about gifts. When
that might be. There's an Eddie Izzard routine about that, I believe.
Is there?
Yeah, where he says, thank you. Those are my Christmas presents. Now, those are my birthday presents. Where are my Christmas presents?
Very nice. Very nice.
So I do see Saturn V linked on here as well, which would, again, get us into Apollo. So the question is, if we go through... So one issue with going through Newton's third law, if it's not... Is Isaac Newton himself linked on here or just Newton's third law?
Newton's third law, which of course will link to Isaac Newton.
It will. It's two clicks. That was the point I was going to try to get to here. So my thought is that if we go through Apollo program rather than a specific Apollo mission, we might have mention of the fact that Apollo 8 was on Christmas Eve, and then we have Christmas Eve straight off of that page.
Okay.
Yeah, it's certainly possible.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's possible.
Are we sure that Apollo 8 was on Christmas and not just another December launch?
I am fairly certain that it was, I know that it was in that realm of the 6 to 10 type of thing. Well, it's not 11. We know it's not 11. We know it's not after 11.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you all my reasoning here, because Apollo 6 was clearly not a, let me find it again to make sure before I speak way out of turn, but I think it's saying that it wasn't a manned mission. I think it was saying that it established that manned missions could happen. And so if that is true and manned missions didn't happen until after six, let me see here. The second test.
Uncrewed.
Yeah. Right. So there you go. So if it's the final uncrewed mission, then they can only be crewed from seven on. And we know that 11 is the one that lands on the moon. So therefore it has to be 7, 8, 9, or 10. So 8 sounds good to me, but my point is, it doesn't matter if it's 8. What matters is if we go through Apollo program, we're gonna see the one that is the Christmas Eve mission is gonna be mentioned. That's the point I'm making. Matter if it's 8 or not.
So two things. Number one, I will point out that I was the one who found the Apollo program link, and Matt was all horny about the Apollo 6.
The record stands.
You did.
Thank you, Dave. Secondly,
I'm agreeing too.
I will reiterate my request for, rather than the essay question response that you've given us, is the single number which represents your degree of confidence in your belief about the Christmas Eve nature of the Apollo 8 mission. Is it a 0 to 100%? What's your number? And only respond with a number and not some fanciful tale about a kindly gentleman who once told you a story when you were visiting the Kennedy Space Center in Houston.
Before I answer, may I ask, why are you asking this question?
The gentleman yields his time.
Why are you asking this question?
Because I'm trying to get a sense. Because here's the thing, Matt. Sometimes you think things and you're like, I'm not certain, but I think it's like, I'm just trying to find out where on the gradient from pure speculation to absolute certainty where you are. And it's not a it's not a judgment. It's just I'm trying to find out where Matt Hartman believes, like, what your Bayesian priors are for this supposition.
Well, here's what I want to say.
Priors.
Here's what I want to say. Yeah. Well done. You're bringing out all the you drink and you get loquacious.
I'm reading a Steven Pinker book right now.
Okay. Listen, my certainty is irrelevant, because what I am suggesting is that we follow the link that you found for the Apollo program. It doesn't matter if I have the number right or not, because the Christmas Eve mission is going to be mentioned on the Apollo page regardless of what number it is. So whether my certainty on it being Apollo 8 is 100% or 0%, it doesn't matter, because the Christmas Eve mission will be mentioned regardless of the number.
Oh my God.
So why does it matter?
Sounds like a 100% guarantee right there.
Why does it matter? It really does. Okay, 100%.
There,
I'm 100%. 100%.
Was it? Yeah.
Wonderful. That's all I wanted to know. Let's go to the Apollo program.
I love it. Or
change anything? Okay.
No, let's do
Apollo program. I have to find the link for that, because I haven't.
It's at the bottom of the history section.
The bottom of the history section. Apollo. Oh wait, you're not going to the one. Oh, you are. Okay, Apollo program. Why is program spelled with an E in that link?
Because it's English.
But
don't worry, on the actual page, it's spelled correctly.
Yeah, I just don't understand why it would be spelled there that way there, because it's not, it wasn't, anyway, whatever, who cares? Not me, and not you. All right,
first crewed mission, Apollo 7.
That is clear. Apollo 8 was the first crewed to orbit another celestial body.
Apollo 8 crew development missions. Apollo 8 was planned to be the D mission in December 1968.
Yeah.
In the summer, it became clear that it would not be ready in time. Blah, blah, blah. Ding, ding, ding. Zip, zip, zip.
Zibble, zibble,
Christmas,
zip.
Christmas Eve.
Ah.
Christmas Eve, you are correct. You're 100% absolute rock solid Matt Hartman guarantee proved to be correct.
Well, I told you.
Christmas Eve is a link here under under the crew developed mission under the Apollo 8 paragraph.
Well, there's there's a ton of information on this page, so I hate to just shoot right through it, but is there a reason to look for anything better than that?
Well,
be on this page.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dave, given your incredible knowledge of Welsh pagan Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
Was any of that wrapped up into the space program at NASA?
Yes. Well, only underground, not publicly stated.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not in any of your books that you'd find.
All right. So, yeah, but it's all classified under Operation Cow Skull.
Exactly. Horse skull.
Excuse me. Forgive me.
Be clear.
You don't have to apologize to me.
I'm thinking of a totally different pagan.
I think they might have taken one up with them on Apollo 10. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's in there.
That was the one that went into the cosmos and met Cthulhu. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious just to leave like a cow skull on the moon?
From the early settlers of the moon, like the cowboys.
And then like, but you don't mention it. You don't say anything.
Nope.
And then,
don't tell anyone. And then, nope.
Like Russian astronauts get to the moon and they're like, look what we found.
One horse skull.
And they study it for decades. They study it. And then finally somebody's like, oh, this came from the Earth. Oh.
That's what happened. They thought they discovered Snickers on the moon. But in fact, it was just a wrapper that Frank Borman had left himself.
I feel like if you just find the wrapper, you shouldn't be claiming that there were Snickers
provides
there.
Evidence.
It's not as concrete as finding the actual chocolate. Let's be clear.
That's fair.
Snoopy and Charlie Brown are both linked on here. I know Charlie Brown had a famous Christmas special where there was definitely a two or three horse skulls.
Common pagan Charlie practices. Brown Christmas. They do pray to the Great Pumpkin. It is elder god, a lich, I believe they're referring
Oh my God. So we were watching the Halloween Great Pumpkin episode on a streaming service. And Christy, my darling wife, came up with the idea that like basically Linus in the Great Pumpkin, like that's all QAnon.
Yeah.
Like that's all conspiracy theory nonsense. Like, and with the Great Pumpkin being orange and Trump and everything, I was like, that is genius.
Wow.
Finally locked in for me.
That's terrible. Please don't talk about that anymore. So I like that.
You know, Linus was like storming the Capitol on January 6th.
Well, yeah. There were a lot of blankets left around. So
it's so true.
I like Christmas Eve. I will say Book of Genesis is linked on here as well. If we thought that there was some other path in through Book of Genesis, but I
don't know if you, I don't want to whip out all my biblical knowledge, but Book of
Genesis.
Don't
whip it all out.
Not really huge. Jesus doesn't show up for many, many pages.
Oh, yeah. Definitely recognize the fact that Christmas has nothing to do with the Bible at all.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And only to do with pagan rituals.
All right. Well, you know, I'm certainly happy to continue on to Christmas Eve. I just wanted to point it out that it was on here.
Also, I don't think we're going to have a straight shot between Christmas and Marie Louise. I think we're going to have.
You don't think?
I mean,
I bet we will.
We'll have to go through like several weird subculture pages on Christmas.
I don't think so. I think it's right up there with Cacatillo, the pooping Spanish log, and Krampus, and
I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're making up stuff.
We might have to have a second walk if we get there already.
Well, we'll see.
By any chance, is there a Norwegian pop duo that we can reference on our way?
I don't know. No. Well, he hasn't listened to that yet. Don't bring that up.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet.
All right, let's go to Christmas Eve then, shall we?
Tell you what,
let's do it.
I tell you what, late December, Dave Foreman is going to love that reference.
I know he really is. Good. He
already does. Right.
Let's get to Christmas Eve. Let's just do it.
All right,
Christmas Eve
is the evening or entire day before Christmas Day, the festival commemorating the birth of Jesus.
You know what, guys? I'm not going to lie to you. Christmas Eve, like it better than Christmas.
Oh yeah.
Love
it's
it.
Like Friday night. So much better than Saturday.
Exactly. Love the anticipation. Love the the what's coming. And you know what? My family always says we don't have a lot of Christmas traditions. One of them that we have is that we our meal, like our dinner on Christmas Eve, is all appetizers.
Aww.
We just cook up a whole bunch of these like terrible for you but delicious appetizers, and we just gorge ourselves.
Lovely.
And just have a nice, you know, pleasant night by the fire, and you know, maybe open a gift if the spirit strikes us. But just my favorite. Christmas Eve, absolutely my favorite.
That's wonderful.
I'm so glad that you enjoyed it.
How about you guys?
Christmas Eve is wonderful, no doubts about that, but I'm definitely a Christmas Day guy. I feel like the whole day is a celebration in a way that Christmas Eve, you can't really like get your mojo going until like 5 o'clock, otherwise it feels like you're cheating.
Okay, that's fair.
Nobody's waking up at 8 a.m. on Christmas Eve going, it starts now!
No, I agree with that. But do you celebrate Christmas Day like the whole day through?
100%, yeah.
Oh, see, we always like kind of peter out sometime around lunchtime, and then we're like, yeah, we'll do dinner later, but who cares?
Chris, I'm kind of over this whole Christmas.
Yeah, kind of wear out.
See, I'm an all December long celebration guy. You put the tree up, lights going, you got the Mariah Carey playing in the background.
Sure.
Christmas albums.
All she wants for Christmas is you, Dave.
I love that for all of us.
That's right.
The now, movies.
Do you guys, speaking of Christmas music, do you guys play the song, what is it? The game last where Christmas? You try to be the last one to hear. Last Christmas.
I play that November 31st. Absolutely.
Do you start November 31st?
Yeah, midnight. Yeah. And then I play it nonstop, kind of on
I'm not saying do you play the game where you try to be the last person to hear it?
No. I listen to so much Christmas music. I listen to Christmas music all year round. So I've already lost that game.
Okay.
There's something so wonderful about it.
It just
being
starts
like
December
1st,
though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's like it's hot outside, you're on the beach, and you just put on, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Bing Crosby's dulcet tones in your ears. It's something transformative. It's very transformative. It truly is. I love it.
So I directed a Christmas themed play a couple of years ago.
Oh, I remember that.
Thank you very much. It was sort of a grungy, dirty, sort of alternative version of Christmas. And for that,
very British.
We put together like a punk Christmas playlist for the pre-show stuff. And in researching for that playlist, Aaron Tarnow, the brilliant technical director, did almost all of it. But in researching for some of that stuff, there's a lot of like really fucked up Christmas songs. Like one of them that sticks with me was like Santa Has AIDS or like,
oh God,
right? Terrible.
Now you go more family friendly. I'm sure Matt will appreciate this. Weird Al's Christmas at Ground Zero.
Which
has
a
whole new meaning after 9/11.
Oof.
The button has been pressed. The radio will let us know.
Let us know that this is not a test.
I
could sing the whole song.
Well, if we're going to do Christmas songs and we're going to do Weird Al, I'm a bigger fan of the night that Santa went crazy. Yeah.
The extra gory version found on the Bad Hair Day single.
Oh.
It's fantastic. Wow. He does not survive. He takes everybody out. He gets murdered. Mm-hmm. Very different from the publicly known version. Yeah. If you have not listened to The Night Santa Went Crazy, the extra gory version.
I actually have never heard of it, so I'm gonna dig
into
it. It's
very aggressively violent. It's wonderful.
So I will say get us back to the business of the podcast, but
it's fine.
At the end of this Christmas Eve article, there's actually a reference, a section for the Apollo 8 reading from Genesis.
There is, yes.
In which they talked about reading from the creation book of Genesis. And then Madeline Murray O'Hare, an atheist activist, filed a lawsuit under the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. And the trial court dismissed the lawsuit, which was upheld on appeal. And I say this as an atheist, like, come on, Madeline. Let it go. Like let people have their things. Like we don't need to raise a stink over every ceremonial injection of religion into the pop culture.
You wouldn't think so, would you?
Very petty.
No. Yeah.
But I think that's I mean, don't get me wrong, like raising the awareness of atheism and making atheism more acceptable is an important thing for those of us who don't share a religious faith. But that seems kind of petty and dumb. And I'm not saying she deserved to be murdered, which she certainly
No.
Oh, no.
I myself was raised Jewish, so our Christmas traditions were very different. Going to the movie theater and eating Chinese food, as there's, lampooned in The Christmas Story.
That's mentioned on this page, actually.
So there is a wonderful, I don't know if you know TV Funhouse and Robert Smigel.
Yeah, Christmas Time for the Jews. I watch it every year.
It's so great.
It is so perfect.
Not like culturally, like as far as like what a Jewish Christmas looks like, but also the Motown parody element of it is just Chef's
Kiss. On my playlist.
Wonderful.
Must listen every year.
It's so good.
Agreed. And also above that link to In Jewish Culture, we've got Christmas Worldwide. And I think that's going to take us home.
Interesting. Because I was just thinking that there are a lot of different nations celebrated on this page. Wales not being one of them.
But
what I was looking for, so I like your suggestion a lot more. I do see observed around the world as well, which might take us to the same page. I don't know. But I was going to go through, like, I was looking for caroling. And so Christmas carols comes up. But I don't, because you said that that's kind of what it is, right? They come around caroling.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you can, it's the wassailing kind of tradition. I would say that's far more generally Christmas worldwide. And that would be caroling as directly linked to it. You know, it's more of a observed tradition rather than a caroling aspect. Okay. If that makes sense. Not like like everyone who carols, you know, the very famous lottery commercial this holiday season.
Like very famous.
Yes, seven.
Five cash fives.
Yeah, sure. Very famous line. Caroling, I would say that would definitely lead me to that commercial. Right. More than the horse's head on
probably,
a broomstick.
Yeah. It's a good point.
So yeah, I think I like Christmas Worldwide.
Christmas Worldwide. I mean I don't mind that. Jethro, what are you thinking? Do you find anything else is better than that?
Well, I just have to say that I had a brief moment of panic because I got kicked out of the Zoom call, but I'm back. So
Oh no.
Oh goodness.
Oh well
that's good talking. To know my absence was not noted.
Well, we were discussing and we thought you were just looking through the page, and honestly, I'm looking at the page, so I'm not even looking at the Zoom, so I didn't realize that you were gone. Sorry.
So where is the Christmas Worldwide link?
Under celebrations. Around the world.
Oh, Christmas Worldwide. So is this a category?
It's not. It's
okay. This is an actual page, right? Okay. Yeah.
Matt's looking for a reason to not go there.
No, I like it. Honestly, I want to click on It's a Wonderful Life down here because it's one of my favorite movies. So,
Merry Christmas, Movie House.
It is. Yeah. You know what's interesting about It's a Wonderful Life? You guys watch It's a Wonderful Life? You seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. I watched it last year.
So here's the thing about It's a Wonderful Life. The Christmas part of that movie is a very small part of that movie.
Oh, yeah. It's not a Christmas movie at all.
Like the rest of, well, I think it is a Christmas movie. I mean, I would call it a Christmas movie because
people call Die Hard a Christmas movie.
It is.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie,
but still.
Is a Christmas movie. All the President's Men is a Christmas movie.
Yeah. You know what else is a Christmas movie? Long Kiss Goodnight. Excellent Christmas movie.
Yes.
Shazam Christmas movie. I mean, come on.
Starring Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah.
No, not Kazam. Which isn't, wait. Is that Shaquille O'Neal?
That's the Mandela effect. That's not a real movie.
That's the other one, right?
That's,
yeah.
No, that's Sinbad.
It's the one with Sinbad.
No, it's not Sinbad.
The movie that doesn't exist.
No, it is Shaq.
Kazam is the fake movie that is not real.
Shazam?
There is no movie called Shazam until recently.
Well, right, until recently. Right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Growing up, we all believed there was a genie film starring Sinbad called Shazam.
Although there was a wonderful April Fool's tweet where like he made a trailer for this movie that we all think existed but never existed. Yep. And it was, again, incredible.
Magical. It was well done. I'm fine with Christmas around the world, Christmas Worldwide, right?
Christmas worldwide. I love it. All right, let's do it.
To call Pitbull around let's the holidays. Do
it. Oh, it's actually Observance of Christmas by Country is the name of the page that it's taken.
I think
us
we're
to.
Home already, gentlemen.
This seems awfully geographical.
Put a nail in it. Found geography.
So we this seems like a backdoor way into geography. There's definitely a Wales section.
Oh,
and it's only one sentence.
What?
No.
Wales has a tradition of singing Penuen Plegen, which is done on the week before Christmas Day. That is the entirety of the Welsh section.
Oh my God. You jumped straight to it. You couldn't even.
What am I not going to do that?
Yeah. Give yourself some time.
What am I going to dicker around in Malaysia and the Philippines when we're looking for a Welsh horse skull?
Well, hold on. Is it possible that this particular tradition is not only practiced in Wales, that it's practiced other places?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So there's still a chance that it's on this page.
I mean,
Canada, perhaps, or England?
Not. If it's not under Wales, it's probably not.
Oh, no. If it's not under Wales, we're going to be in some real trouble. Unless caroling is on this page, perhaps. And maybe we have a path in through that, which I have not seen. But to be clear, on the previous page, it was not caroling. It was just carol. It was just Christmas
like
carol.
Like the woman's name.
Oh, well, okay. Yes, like the woman's name, but speaking specifically of a Christmas carol. Christmas cookies are linked on here. Let's go there. I'm hungry after talking about those, the clam sauce. It sounds
Glog good. Is on here as well.
Christmas wafer, midnight mass, nativity play. Oh, Christmas music. I see Christmas music. What is this? The Los Angeles Lakers have made it a tradition since they relocated from Minneapolis prior to the 1960-61 NBA season to have a home game on Christmas.
Oh.
I didn't know that. The NBA schedules 5 games on Christmas? Oh, I had no idea. I just don't pay attention to basketball because I'm from Pittsburgh, so we don't pay attention to basketball here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people do, but not me. Is anyone seeing anything even close to this?
There's a lot of long words that I cannot pronounce, like Lilla Yulafton, Lutefisk, which I can't pronounce. That's the poached cod from Norway.
Have you ever had Lutefisk?
No, I've always wanted to. I heard it's disgusting.
Why have you wanted to have it?
Because it's one of those things that's like, you know, like aged shark that they tell you is just like, you know, Andrew Zimmern can eat anything, but he cannot eat or will not eat Lutefisk.
Huh. It's interesting. I've eaten shark.
Was it aged?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it wasn't like brand new. I didn't pull it out of the ocean. So
was it funky?
No, it was great. It was great. It was fried. So whatever. It just tasted like fried.
So let me, Dave, given the fact that you're the only person on the podcast who's actually heard of Marie-Louise prior to this, you had mentioned that there's like a caroling aspect to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like we go from house to house singing Christmas carols. So Christmas carols is linked on here.
Right, and the last page.
And if that can get us to a more specific traditions around caroling, or wassail, as I believe it's called, then that might be an end to this more specific tradition rather than the paltry one sentence Welsh line that exists on this current page.
While it is only one line, it does have Cenwyn Plegin, like you said, which is a traditional Welsh Christmas service. That gets us even closer to Wales and Christmas rather than further away generally. Do we have a better advantage approaching it from a distance or approaching it from the very specific Welsh Christmas approach?
Interesting.
That's my question to you, the expert. So I've only made this walk once.
So my only concern with that, and I'm not saying we shouldn't do that because that might be the way to go. My only concern about it is that it's going to wind up being a very short page.
Oh, yeah.
And not have links out and just be something that's not, you know, this is very difficult to get out of. I'm not saying that it won't. Maybe it links that actual, you know, maybe it has our destination on that page. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying don't, let's not, but I'm not writing it off, but I'm just giving you my concern.
Yeah.
I also have to say, sorry, I have to bring this up. It's totally off topic, but there's a Japanese tradition in here. It says that a successful advertising campaign in the 1970s made eating.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
You do? Did you read this? Did you?
No,
read
I knew. I know all about it.
You know this?
Being to Japan and seeing it.
What is it? What do they eat at Christmas?
It's KFC.
It's a natural custom. Yes,
KFC. It is an amazing, incredible custom that they have invented. Like they've made it. Like they've convinced everyone that it's part of their tradition. But it was just from the 70s of a guy, an advertising guy, who was like, "Nope, Americans love fried chicken on Christmas. Be like Americans. Eat a fried chicken dinner from KFC specifically."
That's amazing.
They dress up Colonel Sanders in the Santa Claus outfit. It is amazing. If you've never seen it before, it's incredible. The meals sell out. People have to place their orders like months in advance.
What?
It's amazing.
Oh, that's a coup in advertising right there.
Oh yeah, that's like Mad Men right there.
Yes, absolutely. That's well done. Is Jethro still here?
Yeah,
I think so. I'm still here.
I just have to check every now and again, just to make sure.
All right, so I will say, so again, first of all, thank you for bringing that to my attention as regards the delightful Christmas.
Yeah, that's an amazing factoid right there. I love it.
So the single link in the Welsh section of this page,
yes,
is for Canoeing Plegain, which when you hover over it is a traditional Welsh Christmas service which takes place in a church between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. You know what else happens around that time?
Sleep.
A lot of horse heads.
I was going to say floating horse heads. But yeah.
A lot of horse heads. Yeah, for sure.
So since we know that there is a singing element to this tradition, rather than this uber specific Welsh church service that takes place at 4 a.m., I feel like going with Christmas carols is probably a safer bet than Canoeing Plegain, which none of us has ever heard of.
Well, let me ask you this specifically. Is wassailing on this page somewhere? I have not seen it. But I think that may be the general type of approach we want rather than Christmas carols, which are sung during this event of
wassailing. If we can find wassailing, I'm all for that.
Where did that start? Where did that come from? Does anybody know?
That feels like a Swedish, Norwegian,
wassail kind of thing.
Yeah. I have no idea. Germany? I mean, it could be British for all I know. I don't have a clue. It could be American. It could be
nah, we didn't come up with any of that.
It could be French. You want me to keep naming things? It could be.
Please. Yeah, yeah. What other Spanish. Country might it be from? Wow.
It could be Italian.
That's also a country.
It could be Bosnian.
Yep.
There's Krampus. I see Krampus on here.
Good.
There's a Yule log. Does that say? Oh no, that doesn't say that. Cabbage sarma. I don't know what that is.
Do you know where wassailing is linked, Dave? Since you brought it up.
Yeah, is it in external links?
It is. It's in the external link.
Why did you even look down there?
Because he loves the torturous.
I want to turn the knife. Also, I will say on the Wikipedia page for observance of Christmas by country, the external link section, which is normally has a shade of purple, in this page has a shade of red as a tip of the hat to the holiday.
I love that.
Color scheme is quite nice.
Jethro, you know what's linked on here under Portugal?
Oh boy, what?
The king cake.
We talked about king cake a few seasons ago.
Yeah, that was one of our destinations. We had a real tough time getting to because we thought that it was associated more closely with... that it was more associated with Mardi Gras. It turned out Christmas, what much more of a connection with Christmas. So
there we go.
So you go. Churros with chocolate. All right, guys, here.
I'm going to put my foot down. Christmas carols is the way to go. Christmas carols.
I haven't even gotten all the way through the page yet. I'm still looking at lobsters, oysters, and escargot in France.
Okay, but we're an hour in, buddy. Come on now. Let's make some choices.
This was my my plan the entire time was just to distract us with
we are an hour
offshoots and never actually click on anything.
All right, so I'm on forever. I finally made it to the United Kingdom, so that's the one I'm hoping I'll see something in. Have you guys already looked through all this in the United Kingdom?
I haven't seen wassailing. Yeah, I looked through all of
them. Boxing Day, Royal Message, Monarch. Royal family, cathedrals, Little Red Riding Hood, and Aladdin. What the
mince pies is linked multiple times.
Very mince pies. Yeah, there's a. How about Scotland? Anything in Scotland? No.
Christmas pudding, Christmas crackers.
Oh, New Year's Day, Nair's Day, Nair's Day. That's how it's written. Nair's Day. Ireland? Anything in Ireland? Come on, these are all somewhat close. A glass of Guinness, perhaps, that you leave for Santa? That's what we started doing, actually, in our house, was leaving a glass of Guinness.
Nice.
That's what your dad wanted.
Mm-hmm. No, no. I mean, we started doing when I was a parent. we didn't do it. My dad didn't know about it. My my uh, my wife did, and so there it became. Oh, surfing? Where am I looking at now? Surfing is a tradition on Christmas.
California.
What country am I looking
at? Australia.
Yeah, Australia. Australia. Put on my big pick. Go to Australia.
Please stop. Please stop. I, on behalf of the Drunkard's Walk podcast, we would like to apologize to all of our Australian
I'm looking to apologize. No one's listening from Australia. I poured myself a second drink. What do you want from me? Oh, all right.
Christmas carols.
How about Little Christmas? You like that from Ireland? No?
Little Christmas? I prefer Little Big Christmas.
Yeah. I like a Big Christmas myself.
Big
Christmas. All right. So you think that a Welsh Christmas service, a traditional Welsh Christmas service.
That happens between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m.
Yes.
Which is around done the on the week time. Before Christmas Day.
Mm.
Is not going to have the link as well as, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I
think it's either fishing with a very specific type of bait or fishing with dynamite.
Yeah.
Christmas carols will be fishing with dynamite. The very specific bait will be two. There'll be three links on the Welsh Christmas page. It will be, one of them will be Marie Lewid. Or not at all.
It's possible.
I would say that if your goal is to catch as many fish as possible, then dynamite's the way to go.
Mm.
Also, please review the entire history of this podcast. And
God. Well, but you know what, Jethro? Now there are three of us. So we're gonna take a vote.
Wow.
We're gonna take a vote. We've got two options.
Okay.
You've got Christmas Carol. Right? Mm-hmm. That's the one that you're suggesting, Jethro?
Which will easily get us to Wassail.
Okay.
And the Wassailing traditions. Yes. Right.
A lot of links that we have to go through still.
No, Christmas Carol. No.
A lot of links.
At least two.
Christmas Carol. Two.
Or this thing we've never heard of.
We can't pronounce.
Fly game.
None of us can pronounce it except for Jethro.
Correct.
Which may or may not have any connection.
That's it.
Yeah.
To this other thing we've never
heard. All right, fine. We'll go to Christmas Carol.
Thank you.
Oh, you've ruined it.
He convinced me.
Damn it.
I was about to fall on the sword, but then I was like, you can. It's better to take the Drunkard's Walk path that is dark and unmarked, that you know is the shortcut to your house, or you walk along the highway until you get to your exit.
This is going to take us so much longer. All right, where the hell is Christmas Carol?
Christmas Carol is at the very top. It's in the second paragraph. Yeah. It's right after Jesus Christ.
Oh, I see. Carols. We could have gone to Christmas Carol on the last one. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, that would have been nice if we did that. We did that, except you two were all hot and horny.
No, I said we should go to Christmas Carol. All right. I was just following along with our guest, which apparently you don't understand
how to have a guest at your house. So last page, Christmas Carol was a great idea, but this page, it's a terrible idea. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, because it's a worse idea than the
Welsh link. Yes, but here we are.
Anywho,
have you done it? Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. There's a history.
I see. It's by country here, and I'm looking at the list of countries. Wales isn't listed. Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, look at that! What a terrible, awful, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately, Wassailers is listed.
Wassailing.
Yeah, it takes you to Wassailing. So maybe there's something
merrily on high
in the history. Is there something in the history that's going to
merrily on high?
Oh, careful. We don't have the rights.
Those are all public domain.
Who's going to sue us?
Jesus? You don't know for sure. Jesus might come after us.
I mean, Jesus does have pretty good lawyers.
Or his dad. We don't know. His dad's got a lot of money.
Made for copyright law.
A lot of money.
In the early examples, some are wassailing songs, some are religious songs in English, some are Latin, and some are macaronic, a mixture of English and Latin. I have never heard that term before.
I thought it was like a macaroni.
Yeah, like macaroni. Yeah. Cheese and like macaroni.
A macaroni and cheese. Yeah, exactly.
So there are numerous links for wassail and wassailing here.
A lot of those.
And what I would suggest is we do a cursory scan of this page to see if there's any Welsh specific links.
Mm-hmm.
But failing that, we go to wassail.
Well, you hate Welsh specific links, so we won't go through any of those, I know. You purposely turned us away from a Welsh specific link earlier.
It's always really
continue to do.
It's always really delightful when you shout at me a caricature of what you think it is that I believe, rather than listening and understanding my actual perspective.
Everybody take a deep breath. Okay. We're all friends here. We're all going to the same. This is the Christmas season.
I don't know.
The reason.
Okay. All
this
right.
May be, this may be the reason. Day that it breaks apart.
Macaroni and cheese. And
we're all macaroni here and cheese and reason for the season. Is that what
exactly.
you just said?
Yeah. It's the Kraft's new tagline.
They should. They
everybody should in America eats that. Kraft macaroni and cheese at Christmas.
And KFC.
And in. And, yeah. And yeah. I don't see anything about the UK is not even linked on here,
no.
Let alone Wales. So once again, I think we're going to be stuck going through yet another dragging it out. We're going to be dragging it out, and we're over an hour into this thing, boys. So
much like the flag of Wales.
All right, so
dragging it out. That's right,
Wassail. It is. Wassail.
I think it has to be. Takes you to wassailing, correct?
Yes, and Yule singing.
Oh, well, both
as
of those.
It's sometimes called. Look at that. Okay. What a beautiful page. Wassail. Aha!
What have you
found?
You
know, it's a short page.
Yeah.
But under the See Also section, there's some interesting things there. There's some other wassailing specific traditions that are linked. There's Apple Day. There's
Apple Day, sure.
First Foot.
Big fan.
There's Jaslikari.
Oh,
there's
I love that one.
Koliada. And there's Mari Louise.
Yes, there is. I see it.
And we shall click upon it.
It's not like I didn't think that wassailing would help us, but it just took us so long to get to it from where we
Probably
were.
I should have gotten to Christmas carols first.
That was the concern. Well, that's true. That would have cut one out for us. But we found it. We did find it. I don't want to talk too much about it because we don't know yet what our guesses were. And if we have to do a race, we're going to do it this time because last time
Hell
we didn't because
yeah.
we had a long one. But let's see how we did. So,
what'd you guess there, Matt?
Oh, you'd like me to go first?
Sure.
All right, I'll go first. I guessed 5.
You guessed 5. Wow, man. Tell you what, I guessed
6.
I guessed 6.
Son of a bitch. God, every time. Dave, how about you?
How many did it take us?
I had
hold on.
I guessed 4.
4. Wow. All right, so he went the lowest.
You have far
he had the least. He had the most faith in us.
I did have most faith in us.
Well, Jethro, it did take us 6. So congratulations on drawing it out just as you wished to. If we had done it the way that I had initially said, then it would have been. I knew you bid something high because you were like, let's go further. Let's go further.
Let's
go further. That's what you kept saying.
Let's go back
and
to
I knew,
observance of,
I knew.
Of Christmas by country.
Oh, yes, the
let's go to Wales here.
Okay.
And let's click on Clungy de Curvin.
Clungy de Curvin. Yeah.
Canoe in Plegain. Let's click on that.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing Marie Louise linked here.
No, I'm not seeing it linked here either. So it did take us longer. And this would have taken us even longer, I would say.
Here we go. So
would have been my guess.
Apology is accepted. And
although I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know what's on this page. I haven't really
I gotta say, Dave.
Oh,
Dave?
Christmas Carol is on this page. So we could have
gone
the same the exact same direction is what we could have done. But
so Dave, since you got it wrong, your punishment is that you have to come back next season for another episode of Drunkard's Walk.
Yay! I love it.
We got him good on that. Jethro, I can't believe believe you guessed 6 on this. What made you guess such a high number based on where we have been this season? I don't understand.
Well, I tell you exactly what made me guess it is because based off of what the destination was, I knew that the best route would be a geographic route, which would be poo-pooed.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to be left scrambling for how the hell did we get from Rocket to Christmas? And I did not know anything about the Apollo 8 Christmas Eve mission. So I assumed that. And nor did I know that Isaac Newton was born on Christmas. So I was like,
you didn't know Isaac Newton was born on Christmas?
I did not. I did not.
Well, surprise.
I may have read it at some point, but it didn't stick in my brain. I do know that Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin were born on the same day.
They were.
Same day. Not like the same date, different years, but they were the same date, same year.
February 12th, I believe.
Could be. Yeah. I don't know the actual date, but I just know it's the same for the two of them. Yeah.
Because well, you know why I know that? I think I'm right. Yeah, February 12th. Because that is my grandfather's birthday.
Very nice.
Who died before I was born, so I never actually knew him. Mm. But he died the same day that Lincoln died. But obviously not the same day. It was 100 years later. But he was born on his birthday. He was born on Lincoln's birthday, and he died the day that Lincoln died.
And by any chance, was it by the same method? Did he go to a production?
It was not.
My American cousin?
Thankfully, no. He was okay. Not in a play.
Thank God.
But how about this for an interesting factoid? He had a twin brother when he was born that they named Lincoln because it was Lincoln's birthday. The twin brother died in infancy.
Hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So there you go. So he wound up being kind of an only child. My father, an only child. I, an only child. My daughter, an only child. And we're just carrying on the tradition.
Just I mean,
not helping the earth at all, the earth, I guess. Not increasing the population.
Yeah, I mean, just you're doing your part to make the human species extinct, and God bless you for it.
Doing what I can do. Well, this has been fantastic. Dave, I'd never heard of this thing before. Clearly, that's why Jethro won.
I did stack the deck against him.
I hate to tell you this. Pumpkins. Jethro is ahead
6-4. Oh, no.
6-4. So this was our chance to tie it up.
We're all cheering for you. We're all counting on you. In Drunkard's Nation.
It never even occurred to me to write 6. I was still going to write 4. And I went with 5 because I was like, maybe it'll take us a little bit longer. 6, right out of my head. I never thought it would take us this long. Jethro, no faith in us whatsoever. Didn't believe in a
really
Christmas
won?
Miracle.
So who really won today, Matt?
I think. Dave, I think it was you.
I think so.
I think you're that's the real winner.
You know who I think it is? I think it was the listener because they get to hear the dulcet tones of Dave Foreman bringing a little balance and sanity to an otherwise chaotic
very little
podcast.
Very little.
Also, you know who else won? The people who enjoy a nice glass of aviation gin.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Aviation gin.
They're always winners
time. Ryan Reynolds, please tweet about our podcast.
Why not? You'll hear about us someday. Dave, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for making your donation. Arcade thanks you, I'm sure. We certainly appreciate you being here. We appreciate you being the fan that you are. We love you, man, and I hope that you have a fantastic new year.
Thank you.
I hope we see you again in season 8.
That's truly the dream. Just being able to listen to you guys every season, it's just so amazing. I love this podcast more than any other podcast in the world, and I wish you 1,000 seasons forever and ever until every page on Wikipedia is examined. Because it is such a treat to be able to join the two of you, either listening only or suggesting something or being on, having the pleasure of being on week after week, and truly appreciate it. Thank you both so much for providing this venue.
Dave, thank you so much. That is a very thoughtful and kind remark, although the idea of having to go through every single Wikipedia page sounds like a bit of a punishment.
Just means more Pliny the Elder and more Baphomet, baby.
There we go. Pliny the Elder.
Hell yes.
Well, thank you, Dave. And thank you, Matt, for being a delightful partner as always. And to both of you, have a happy and prosperous new year.
Yes, a happy new year to you both.
Mm-hmm. And to you as well.
Hey, everybody. Matt Hartman here again for Drunkard's Walk. A big thank you to you for listening today, and also a thank you to Jesse L.E. for our theme music and Nick Jaramillo for our artwork. Just want to say, since this is our last episode of 2022, we hope that you've had a good year, that there have been more ups than downs, and we wish you, of course, a happy new year to come in 2023. We hope that we'll be part of that new year with you, that you'll continue listening to Drunkard's Walk. Maybe head over to our Patreon, give us a little donation, or maybe just a rating or review on iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find all that on our link tree. That's linktr.ee/drunkardswalk. But know that we really appreciate you, and we really hope that you have a great new year. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next week.